The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun in Sac City. Dale, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Recently in the news, the measles have been making a comeback. What are your thoughts on the return of this deadly disease?
I think a lot of people are being misled on the dangers of vaccination. But when you hear about deaths from measles, who would want to take a chance with that? And I just think it's wise to get vaccination. I don't really have any other comment. I think it's deplorable when people are misled about vaccinations.
Would you comment on the passing of your former colleague, Senator Lugar?
Yeah. I'd like to refer you to one of my Twitter because I think it says it all, but let me repeat it for you. Something along this lines, that he was a friend. He was a person on agricultural issues that I worked very close with because Indiana and I was similar on agriculture. He was a person, really a devoted public servant. And lastly, I would refer to what he's most famous about, and that was his chairmanship and or ranking membership of the Foreign Relations Committee over a long period of time. And usually, like I said in my speech, if you remember the E.F. Hutton commercial, when E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens. And when Senator Lugar gave a speech, maybe any speech, but particularly when it was on foreign policy, everybody paid attention, and he had great influence. But he was a very good senator. He was almost a senator's senator.
With the April 15th tax deadline behind us now, what's on the agenda through the Finance Committee to work on in regards to taxes for next year?
Well, there will be a retirement bill up soon. We hope there will be an IRS restructuring bill up soon. After retirement, those tend to be very bipartisan and bicameral. There's another one that's not advanced so far, and that's getting drug prices under control. And I think that has the potential of being very bipartisan and very bicameral, but we haven't put the legislation together like on the other two things that I talked about. The other one would be the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement. And if I was going to say something that should have passed a long time ago, but we can't do anything about it until the House passes a tax bill, because you know under the Constitution, tax bills have to start in the House of Representatives, but we need the reauthorization of the biodiesel tax credit.
What do you think the likelihood is of the USMCA getting the approval it needs?
In the Senate, very good. I think it'll pass the House, but we just had Speaker Pelosi come out today, quoted in the papers, that they want to renegotiate some stuff. You can't open up with Canada and Mexico renegotiations. They aren't dumb enough to do it. It takes too long. We need to pass this right away. But if we don't pass it, then all of our negotiations with Canada, Japan, and Europe that are going on or have a potential to go on, we would have no credibility with those countries of negotiating an agreement. So just as soon as the president takes off steel and aluminum tariffs, we can get the United States Senate, the Mexican Senate, and the Canadian Parliament to move ahead on USMCA. But in the meantime, if the president takes those tariffs off, then it's being held up by Pelosi. I hope she realizes that that farmers are hurting. It's such a good thing for union members that support the Democrat Party. It's so good for services and manufacturing generally, besides agriculture, that why would she want to hurt people that either support her or the 2% of the people in this country that are farmers that feed the other 98%? I think she'd be in a real pickle. So that's why we hope that the president will move this along from his standpoint to put pressure on Pelosi to bring it up in the House of Representatives.
Over the weekend, the NRA has had a little bit of turmoil in regards to their leadership. How do you view the NRA's influence on today's political climate?
Only in regard to the Second Amendment. I don't think they attempt to have any credibility on any other subject or do have credibility on any other subject. But they have a big voice in Second Amendment rights, and they're probably a little more moderate than a couple other organizations that have a more extreme view on Second Amendment. And I think they represent their membership well.
Recently, the ACE Kids Act received its approval. What's the importance of that to the consumer that needs those things in that act?
To encourage states under their Medicare program, specifically for families of kids that have multi-health problems. And I don't know, you know, that could be two problems or three or four or five all at the same time, so that we can coordinate their care so that the doctor doesn't only care about the doctor problems, the hospitals only care about the hospital problems, the nurses only care about what nurses do. Getting people working as a team to manage the multiple health problems that people have, or extreme health problems that people have, because about 5% of the kids on Medicaid, have about 50% of the health care costs of Medicaid. So not only can we, through the ACE Act, improve the quality of life of these people, but we ought to be able to save the taxpayers money. Just for instance, if they don't get the proper attention they need and they end up in the hospital, that's a terribly costly place to go if you can keep people out of the hospital by monitoring their health to a greater extent.
Is there any progress on the funding for the Missouri River flooding event that happened?
Not as of this first day back from the Easter recess. I haven't heard any. But some negotiations could have gone on in the period of time, because I'm not part of those negotiations. And I would expect that eventually this thing's going to pass overwhelmingly. It's become a little bit political that the Democrats want more money for Puerto Rico. The trouble is, we already responded to that between January the 1st and now, when concerns were raised about Puerto Rico, and the president agreed to put in $622 million more for Puerto Rico, then you should have passed unanimously. Before Christmas, it would have passed unanimously, but it got mixed up with the wall, the legislation funding the wall, so it got left out. And the reason it ought to go is, I don't know of a single disaster relief bill that didn't pass almost unanimously, because the federal government has assumed a position of insurer of last resort. So you start out the beginning of the fiscal year with X number of dollars for disasters, and then if you don't If that money doesn't get you through 12 months, you replenish it without controversy. So this one's eventually going to pass without controversy.
Thank you, Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.